One.
Happy Trihatma Day!
Hello, this is Chandradasa from Buddhist Center Online at thebuddhistcenter.com. First podcast in a little while, and we are celebrating Trihatma Day here in the USA, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You just heard the assembled throng of order members greeting you. And we're going to say hello to a few people as we go, including this lady here before she leaves. Do you want to say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Leela City here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, just leaving a wonderful order meeting.
Well, happy Trihatma Day to you.
And happy Trihatma Day to you. Glad to be part of it.
So that was Leela City. And here is another wonderful order member. This is...
I'm Kema Vasika, and I'm enjoying a beautiful spring day with all of my order members, local order members, and sending out lots of warm wishes and thoughts of wellness for everybody today.
Thank you very much. Okay, so that was Leela City and Kema Vasika, both of whom had to leave our order day, unfortunately. But I'm now in a cafe. You can probably hear the music in the background. With Nagabodhi, who's visiting from the UK. He's the president of Varialoka Buddhist Centre. And the Trihatma Buddhist community is, I think, 47 years old today. Thereabouts, is it 47?
About,
yeah, 47. Right. And Nagabodhi's been there for most of it. So we thought this was a good opportunity to get a wee word from him about, you know, just the anniversary today. How it's been for him being there through most of the development of our community. And did he ever think, way back when, that this is where he'd be sitting in Portsmouth, New Hampshire in 2014, talking about this wonderful community, Trihatma, that we've all enjoyed over the years? So, Nagabodhi, hello.
Hello there, Chandradasa. And to answer your first your third question first, I don't think I thought I would ever be here after 47 years of the movement's life, but I do remember hoping I'd at least visit once. When Manjivadra and Vajradhaka moved here, I was jealous, because like a lot of Brits, I was a bit seized by the myth of America.
And when was this?
When did they come?
85?
81?
Probably.
I mean, I remember being involved in a fundraising review in Bethnal Green, where we all put on little acts to raise money for Vajradhaka and Manjivadra, and that would have been about 1980 or 81. And when he came back and told stories, I mean, I so wanted to come. I never dreamt that I would have the relationship that I've ended up having, which was originally with a bunch of Brits.
Yeah.
Dhyaratna, Manjivadra, Vajramati, Ratnapani, who'd come out here as missionaries.
Yeah.
And I ended up being asked to be president, and I can remember thinking that will mean one day sitting in a place in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, talking to a Brit. No, seriously. I realised that that would mean that I'd eventually be president of a centre run by Americans, which indeed I am.
So lots of people listening to this, obviously that's either ancient history or history they've never heard before, and they've maybe come along to a contemporary Trihatma Centre somewhere in the world. Be good to hear your story about you coming along to your first ever Trihatma Centre. I don't know if there was a fully fledged centre at that point or not, but be good to hear your story so that we can kind of go back over the years. We could do that back in time thing.
An oral dissolve. Yeah.
Yes.
Harp music.
Harp.
Well, no, there wasn't a centre. There'd been Sakura.
Which year?
I came along in November 1970.
Whoa.
To hear live Banti's lecture. Your birth month. I don't know the date, I'm afraid. But to hear, but you can probably find out. It might be in a poster might be in the archive for Banti's talk, The Jewel in the Lotus.
Wow.
As part of the... Parables, Myths and Symbols of the White Lotus Sutra series. So that was my first encounter with Banti and the movement, which in those days was meeting once a week in a hired room in Notting Hill Gate in London.
Fantastic.
That was the FWBO.
Which is how most Buddhist centres start still, a hired room with some people learning meditation and getting some talks.
One night a week, Banti would One week he would sit next to a huge Revox tape recorder playing one of his lectures, and we'd all listen and then do a puja after a meditation, of course. And the other week we would do a question and answer session with him, and we'd just sit there totally entranced while he answered anything we threw at him, you know, with incredible wisdom and knowledge. I mean, it was an absolute treat. And it was, you know, I worked in those days at the BBC and worked alongside very talented, knowledgeable people. But it was still an absolute revelation to sit in on those sessions. Huh. You know, just, you couldn't have enough of it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here you are, 47 years later, and we've got a couple of minutes left. What is your reflection on the Chiratna Buddhist community at 47?
Well, for a start, it's still here, which is in itself quite something. We used to sit around joking. I was ordained in January 1974. And we would sit around at our order meetings of, you know, 10, 12, 14 of us who'd turn up. And that was the order meeting in the movement, laughing and joking about how one day there could even be 100 of us, or 200, or one day we might have to hire sort of special buildings to meet, and it would be a joke. And now, of course, you know, you go on a convention, even if we hire an enormous school, it doesn't even fit half of us.
Yeah.
We're all over the world. Here I am on this sunny winter, early spring morning in New Hampshire.
Sadhu to all of us.
Yeah, sadhu to all of us, to everyone who's made it happen. And having followed the fortunes of the centre here in Newmarket, particularly, and now in Portsmouth, I know what that's taken. You know, just the sacrifice, the effort, the inspiration, all the things that have made it happen, which are, you know, little short of miraculous, even though we're a long way from being finished or perfect.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Nagabodhi. So here's another 47 years. We'll stick this up so you can listen to
there.
It. And we're going to go back and study the Dharma. Take care, everybody. Happy Chiratna Day.